Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fanny Gordon, owner and operator of Fanny Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivyanna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-a-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. On this Tuesday morning, if you're just getting started, it's 7:36. And today is Tuesday, April the 19th. And as always, we like to remind you about school zones. You know they're in effect until 9 a.m. So if you're traveling in, make sure that you've given yourself enough time to slow down through construction now. Construction is going on throughout the Twin Cities. Make sure you're giving yourself enough time for that. Make sure that you're giving yourself enough time to slow down through those school zones and behind school buses. There are kids that are walking to school and crossing those school zones. And we ask you, especially our drivers every single morning, to stay especially engaged and make sure that you're watching out for all of those things. And I know it seems like a lot, but you know what? It's just a part of driving. So if that's you this morning, you're getting the kids dropped off, make sure that, you know what, if you've not given yourself enough time, you just gotta slow down, stay engaged, and get there safely. Yes, indeed. I hope your week is off to a great start. You know, we talk about Momentum Monday, and we hope that you got your momentum going, and we hope that it will carry you through the week. And if your Monday wasn't momentous, then guess what? Today is a new day. Thank God that the grace and mercies are new every single morning, so you can start fresh this morning. Make sure that you're on point, and make sure that you're saying those good, positive things that get your day started right. Make sure that you're saying those things to your kids in the morning. You know, I say it every single morning because it seems like, you know, some mornings are better than others, where you've just got the kids and some things, sometimes it just goes absolutely smoothly, and other times it's just crazy. Well, if it's started out to be a crazy morning, just slow down. And what I like to do is I like to just take a deep breath. You know, whenever I'm feeling a sense of stress, a sense of anxiety, and I told you yesterday morning that studies show that women are more anxious, more worried than our male counterparts. Well, when I'm feeling that, I don't know about you, but I have just determined that I'm going to just stop for a few seconds and I'm going to fill my lungs. I'm going to take a deep breath and I'm going to breathe in and I'm going to breathe out. And then I'm going to start to say to myself, I'm okay. It's okay. Sometimes it's just about control, wanting to control every situation. And when we realize that we're not in control of the person who's driving the other car. We're not in control if, you know, they're doing things in the morning that's keeping them distracted and they're at the red light for a half a second longer than when the light changed. You are not in control. And so when you realize that and you just stop and you accept that I'm okay, it's okay, then and only then can you get into acceptance. I'm telling you, it's Tuesday, y'all. We hope that your week is off to an incredible start. You're on point. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back right after this. Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and the CHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
My name is Al Turner, owner and CEO of the fastest-growing construction company in Central Louisiana. Diversity in Action has definitely provided me and my business with the additional boost of confidence to truly live up to our motto of satisfying expectations by being more than just a builder.
My name is Eric Reed, and I am the owner and operator of LPT Photography. If you are someone like me who had an idea and a dream and just an aspiration to own and operate your own business, please, by all means, I encourage you to go by and visit the Central Louisiana Business Incubator.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 7:45. Today is Tuesday, March the 19th, and this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas. For more information, you can phone 318-487-1881 for Rosa and her team for any home, auto, life, or insurance needs. 318-487-1881. 318-487-1881. Also, Hickson Automotive Group there in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, log on to www.hickson.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Now, if you're just getting started, we want to remind you that if you want to connect with Team OPT, you can do so at our offices located at 3717 Government Street. That's suite number 2 in Alexandria, Louisiana. Zip it up with 71302. Or once again, you can go to our website, www.onpointcxmas.com. Or you can simply pick up the phone and dial us at 318-445-5658. Well, you know, this morning as we were getting started and yesterday as we went about our day, you know, sometimes you can be in places and situations that are just tough, places that maybe you don't want to be. And yesterday we were in a situation and in a place that was kind of challenging, just to be in that place, DC and I were. And so as I scanned the institution that we were at on yesterday, I started looking around at all of the people and just looking, you know, I love to people watch, and I don't know about you, but maybe you do as well. And so I started looking at the people and looking at expressions. And so it made me really curious after the day. And last evening I went to an article that talked about smiling and making yourself happier by smiling. And I say it all the time, there's always a study done on everything. And the reason why this was curious to me is because sometimes you can be in a place, even if it's a place that's not the most pleasant place or a place that you don't want to be, and you can still engage people with a smile if they will engage back. But a lot of times, even if you're at the grocery store, you know, you look at a person and you just look at their exterior and they just will not smile or make a kind, warm expression. And so I started wondering, you know, what the ramifications of those expressions really are. And this is what I came up with. It says, if you want to feel happier or even ward off depression, and I guess this was all in conjunction with Kay Warren's book, Choose Joy Because Happiness Isn't Enough. And DC and I have been meditating on that a lot, because it's easy to be happy, but it's a lot more challenging to choose joy. And so as we started, you know, just pondering and kind of just meditating on that, this is what the research has shown about smiling. It says that when you smile, it slows down your heart rate and it reduces your stress. And get this, it even improves your mood. And that's because we tend to smile when we feel safe, which naturally lowers our stress level. And then another study, researchers found that frowning less by, get this, injecting Botox into frown lines can help relieve depression. And this is why. Because when you can't frown, it reduces the production of stress hormones. Who knew? And so when you're frowning, you're producing more stress. And essentially, we can influence our mental health by what we do with our face. And I was like, wow. I have just been noticing in my day-to-day walk people's facial expressions. In fact, I make it my business to look at people in the eye and really just engage them with a warm smile. And yesterday, as DC and I were on our way, we got onto the elevator with a group of people, and everybody just seemed to be in a bad way. And there was one lady that I engaged, and we engaged each other, and she just smiled at me, and I smiled back at her. And you know, it just gave me a sense of well-being and a sense of warmth that she took the time to re-engage. And there's studies on this. And so researchers also said that they did a study on frowning. And so what they did was they got these volunteers that had been diagnosed with depression. And so they injected. Now, ladies, this is a good opportunity if you want to get injected with Botox because it prevents you from having those lines, those frown lines. And so they injected those patients that were depressed with Botox in the frown lines. And then they injected another group with a placebo. A month later, 27% of the Botox group was no longer clinically depressed. I know that sounds, when I read it, I was like, I don't know. But there's something about frowning. And then a number that was four times higher than those who got the placebo. And so you can make this work for you by simply smiling. You know, if you're going through a tough time, and I know, you know, people have said all the time, and it used to really just get on my nerves if I was in an intense state and I was going through the store or I was rushing through and I met somebody and they simply said, smile. You know, it would just kind of annoy me. But there is a lot to be said about smiling. And I can remember growing up, no matter what the challenges are or were in our home, my mother would always leave out with a smile. She would put whatever had happened at home on the back burner. She would leave it there, and she would always walk out and walk through her day with a smile. And when I was younger, I really didn't like to smile a lot. And she would always say this, and again, it would get on my nerves. She would say, if you smile, the world will smile with you. But if you frown, you'll frown alone. And as I was reading this study, I thought of her. And it even said, you know what? Even if you don't want to smile because you're having just what you feel to be a not so good day, that you can even smile if it's not genuine and it will make you feel better. But I'm going to tell you something. There is nothing nicer and kinder and more warming than to look at somebody that is clearly just in angst. They're either angry or they're frustrated or they're aggravated. And if we really slow down and take the opportunity to look at people, we'll just see that maybe they just need your warm smile. And I thought about that yesterday, and I thought about, do you see what Teresa Bowie had said about if we looked at the church like a hospital? What if we looked at places that we go as a hospital, that they're sick people? They may not be physically sick, but sometimes we can be emotionally sick. Sometimes we can be mentally sick. Sometimes we can be soul sick. And something as simple as smiling can make the difference. So we want to encourage you this morning, if it's something that you had never thought about or never considered, just look at someone today and engage them with a smile. You're on point, everybody. It's 7:54, and when we come back, we're going to tell you what's on point. Stay with us. We're back after this.
pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Sinlaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Avoyelles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. For more information on Avoyelles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelavoyelles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avoyelles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Fishy, fishy. Fish, fish, McKites, McKites. Fish, fish, McKites, McKites.
There's a new fish in the sea.
Fishy, fishy.
Coming to McDonald's for new Fish McBites.
Fish McBites are succulent and breaded to perfection. So take a trip to Mickey D's and get you
served. Perfect for snacking or sharing with tangy tartar or spicy buffalo sauce.
Fish, fish, McBites, McBites.
Now, there are more ways to love.
Fishy, fishy.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
This is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. Smart talk for smart people.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT network. It's Tuesday, March 19th, and we're almost at the top of the hour. It's 7:59. This segment of the OPT network is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, taking care of our community with state-of-the-art technology. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, if you're just traveling in this morning, I'm sure you've already noticed that pollen is everywhere. It is starting to be that time of the season again where trees are blooming and pollen is all over the place. So we just want to encourage you. I know this morning and every morning I drink some sort of tea, but lately it has been ginger root tea. It just helps to open up those sinuses and to keep you from feeling so stuffy. So I just wanted to add that in if you're looking for something, some kind of herbal remedy that just kind of makes you feel good, kind of helps to give you a little burn in your throat, but in a good way. Well, ginger root tea is one of those things that helps. Now, let me just tell you what we're talking about this morning on the OPT network. You have heard us talk about Lineage Law Firm and Stephanie Prestridge. Well, she has got an incredible team, and we want to, first of all, thank them once again for being proud underwriting sponsors of the OPT network. And let me just tell you a little bit about Lineage Law. They're an estate business planning law firm, and it's located right here in Alexandria. And what they do is they focus on creating the legal plans for their clients, and they help them to protect themselves and their families and their assets in this world of increasing uncertainty. And let me just tell you, you know, we brag on the people that we do business with, but when we go in and we get such wonderful, warm service, then we want to bring it back to you. And these are things that we all often just don't want to talk about. Well, not only does Lineage Law Firm help families with estate planning, they also help to give back to the community. And you might remember us talking about the Caring Exchange, where they brought so many organizations together under one roof to really help families understand the transition into the next life. And it's something that we don't often want to talk about. And you guys had heard us talk about our aunt and her transitioning, and just sort of the challenges, the uncertainties, the pain, the fear, and all of the emotions that we felt. Well, Stephanie and her team have felt the same thing, and they have created all sorts of great programs to help. And this morning, there is another great program that they are responsible for really bringing to our city, and it's called a Special Needs Conference. And part of the team is here to talk about that, Attorney Stanley Bordelon. His expertise is in Social Security and disability, and he is probably the most learned scholar when it comes down to the details in the business. Stanley, good morning, and welcome to your very first time to the OPT Network.
Good morning, Carlette. Thank you so much for having me on. Lineage Law is a very proud sponsor of your program. We just love it.
Absolutely. And you know what? We love what you guys are doing in the community. It's not just about taking, but it's about giving. And one of the things that another one of the events that you guys have become a part of is the Special Needs Conference. And it's really big. And I want you to, first of all, talk about what it is.
Well, the Special Needs Conference came together as essentially a community resource where parents, and when I say parents, I'm not talking about only parents with school-age children, mm-hmm. but parents who have adult children who have special needs but aren't really sure of what resources are available mm-hmm. in the community. So we wanted to bring together a variety of experts who work with individuals with disabilities to come and participate in our conference, and we invite the general public to come mm-hmm. and learn about what resources are out there and available for them in our community.
Mm-hmm. And this was a big thing because I know just in our own community, we have families who have, and we call them children, but they're not, in many cases, they're not children. In some cases, they are children, but they are adults
right.
who are still special needs people. And there are a lot of decisions that have to be made and a lot of uncertainties. Let's talk about how we help families to make it through those times.
Absolutely. Well, from a legal standpoint, there's a lot of planning that can be done. Just to begin with the very basics, powers of attorneys.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a power of attorney that says who's going to step into your shoes when you're not able to act? Who's going to take care of your finances? Mm-hmm. And this becomes even more important if you have a child with special needs, because is that person able to make disbursements of cash
mm-hmm.
or other funds to that child or not? Would that cash disbursement interfere with some type of public benefit that that child might be receiving, such as SSI or Medicaid?
Okay, so explain what that means, the disbursements and the monies that special needs
right.
people receive.
Again, from a legal standpoint, special needs planning is very particular. And the reason I say that is because a lot of children and adult children who have special needs receive government benefits,
okay.
whether that's in the form of SSI, which is administered by the Social Security Administration,
mm-hmm.
or whether it's in the form of Medicaid, or it could be both,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of times it is both.
Mm-hmm.
These are what's known as means-tested programs. In other words, there's a certain criteria as far as money that the individuals have to meet in order to receive these programs. In other words, if you have too much money, you're not eligible for the programs.
Mm.
So where this becomes tricky legally is if, like I said, if you become incapacitated and someone who's not familiar.
We're talking about the caretaker. If the caretaker becomes incapacitated and someone else has to step in.
Step in, exactly. You know, they're not familiar with just handling the affairs of that person, and the special needs even complicates it even more. You know, they could, out of the goodness of their heart, think they're doing something good and give this person, this child or this young adult, a sum of cash. And that's a no-no as far as Social Security is concerned.
Okay.
And so then you run into all kinds of problems where they lose their benefits. They might lose their health benefits. They might run into a situation where they'd have to pay back Social Security.
Wow. So there are a lot of intricacies that have to do with having a special needs person, family member, or child in your family. And so what happens oftentimes is that as the caretakers get older and die, then we need to look at what's next for that special needs person.
Absolutely. And that's really where the planning opportunities come in. Really, families with children with, and again, I use the term children,
right,
including adults.
And we're going to use that interchangeably, of course.
Need to think about setting up a special needs trust to catch that inheritance.
And
that
so
that
what
child
does that mean, a special needs trust?
That's a great question. Because usually, you know, when you throw out the word trust, people get a little bit nervous.
And then when you throw out the word trust, I'm thinking, okay, I got to have money if I'm setting up a trust.
That's right. That's what most people think, but that's not the case.
Okay.
A trust. First, let's talk about what a trust is.
Okay.
A trust is a really simple concept. It's a set of instructions. I mean, we give instructions. We have rules in our lives every day. Well, a trust is nothing more than a set of instructions that says what happens to your stuff when you pass away.
Mm-hmm.
Where does it go? And a trust is a box, if you will, that catches your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the box has rules all around it. It says, you know, the stuff can come out of the box when this happens, or when this person reaches such and such age, or only if a certain event occurs. You make the rules of your trust. I mean, the rules of a trust are unlimited.
So the person making the trust makes the stipulations on how they want the trust to be dispersed, in other words.
Exactly.
And so, you know, as we were getting ready for this show, Stanley, and preparing, we know, and we've all had family members that have had somebody in their family that was special needs in some way or another. And then when the primary caretaker dies, there's always the question of who's going to take care of Mac.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in our family, it was Mac. You know, who's going to, you know, what's going to happen now? And it just seems like, okay, it's the natural progression that, you know, whoever is there will take care of him, but maybe not always true.
Exactly. And Carla, one of the hardest things for planning for families with individuals with special needs is getting the caretaker to realize that they're not immortal.
Mm-hmm.
That one day is going to come where they're not going to be there. And who's going to take care of their special need loved one?
Mm-hmm.
And once you cross that hurdle, you've made a lot of progress, because then you can start the rest of the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who is going to do it? How are we going to plan? What's the best way to plan? But a lot of times those caregivers are just so reluctant to think of the day when they're not going to be able to fulfill that role.
And I think that that's really true, Stanley. And I think that we're all reluctant in whatever situation to make those future plans about the next step and how things will happen. And I think it's critically important to talk about the funds, the money that special needs people receive, the the disability, the Social Security, and how all of that really works. What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break here, but we want you to stay on point because this is an important conversation for many families. We're back right after this. Alfred Booker Junior Academy is a pre-K through 8th grade private Christian school in Alexandria. Alfred Booker has a small teacher-to-student ratio, personalized student plans, and state-of-the-art computerized classrooms. Sign up for the Louisiana Voucher Scholarship Program today. Alfred Booker Junior Academy is currently offering free registration for scholarship-eligible students through March 15th. Alfred Booker Junior Academy believes that every student is special and that each is filled with great potential, God-given talents, and abilities. Alfred Booker parents are making an extra investment in their children to ensure spiritual, mental, physical, and social development. It is their belief that with the guidance and help of dedicated Christian teachers and the support of every parent, Alfred Booker's goals and objectives will be reached. For more information, ask for Alfred Booker Junior Academy or phone Principal Akins at 318-442-3621. Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get wired satellites powered by DirecTV now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Fishy fishy.
There's a new fish in the sea.
Fishy.
Coming to McDonald's for new Fish McBites.
Fish McBites are succulent and breaded to perfection. So take a trip to Mickey D's and get yourself.
Perfect for snacking or sharing with tangy tartar or spicy buffalo sauce.
Fish McBites.
Now there are more ways to love.
Fishy.
For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Tuesday. We hope that your morning is underway. It's March the 19th. It's 16 minutes after 8, and this segment is sponsored by Get Wired Satellites. That's Jeremy Clary. You can get HD for life, plus bundling, plus cell phones, plus all of the channels that you want, and so much more. The number to phone, 318-767-2220. And y'all, I say this every single morning, because every morning, this morning, I woke up so rested, so revitalized. It's about sleeping on the right mattress. And you can get that at American Wholesale Mattress. DC said this morning, I ask him every morning, I say, how did you rest? He said, I didn't even know I was in the world. He said, I didn't even wake up until you nudged me. And you know what? A lot of that is about sleeping on the right mattress and the right pillow. And we never even consider that. If you are up this morning and you're not feeling energized, you're not feeling rejuvenated and refreshed, it could be you're not sleeping on the right mattress or the right pillow. American Wholesale Mattress can help you with that. They're at 717 MacArthur Drive. You can ask for Kara or David, or for more information about their free financing, 318-443-9524. And also the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program. And we welcome this morning as a proud new sponsor for the OPT Network, Lineage Law Firm, doing so much, not only legally planning and all of the other things that they're doing, but creating and bringing great seminars to the city that just empower us all. And I'm joined by attorney Stanley Bordelon, and we're talking about the Special Needs Conference. And during the break, I was asking Stanley about what the crux of the conference is going to be, and you said what?
The crux of the conference, this came about as, like I said, a forum to provide the community with one-stop shopping, if you will. For example, let me give you an example. A child with special needs is currently attending Rapids Parish Schools.
Mm-hmm.
Coming close to graduation, mm-hmm. you know, it's that time of year. We're getting close to May.
Mm-hmm.
And parents wondering, what is my child going to do after school,
mm-hmm.
after he or she graduates?
Right.
And so we wanted to bring together, and this is just one example, the options that are out there. For example, we're going to have Ms. Christine McGraw, who is the director over Region 6 Louisiana Rehabilitation Services.
Okay.
And what they do is they take young high school graduates and they do a type of inventory. Well, what are your interests? What could you possibly do?
Mm-hmm.
And they give them vocational rehab to train them for some type of job that they would be able to do.
Wow. And so for those parents that are listening saying, okay, Stanley, that's me. I'm in that situation. And I would like to maybe look at getting some vocational rehab for my special needs child. Is there a cost involved?
No. Our conference is absolutely free, open to the public. It's this Thursday, March 21st, and it's running from 9 to 5, mm-hmm. 9 in the morning to 5 in the afternoon. And the format is, it's flexible, and we did this intentionally. We have one-hour blocks where we have different people coming in from different agencies to speak, and the public can come, pick and choose as they please. So, for example, if you're interested in special education in Rapids Parish and you want to find out more about what the school district offers as far as special education,
mm-hmm.
you know, you can attend that session. And then perhaps you're interested in voc rehab.
Mm-hmm.
You can come back in the afternoon and attend that session. Or you can stay for the whole day. We've
mm-hmm.
got a great lineup of speakers.
And so this is going to be essentially a plethora of information that is going to meet the community right where they are.
Absolutely.
Now, so one of the things that's really, really important to note about special needs families or families with special needs people in them is that you said that they receive a certain amount of money, mm-hmm. which is about $710 a month. But that money can be compromised if they receive too much other money.
Right, and that comes back to the legal aspect of it. Because, you know, as you plan for a special needs individual, there's the legal aspect and there's the non-legal aspect, and that's what we were trying to do in our conference, was kind of bring the two together. But coming back to the legal aspect, you know, before the break we were talking about trust, mm-hmm. where you get to create your rules, and I said you could create pretty much any rules you wanted. Well, with an individual who is receiving government benefits, whether that's SSI or Medicaid, there are very specific rules that the government has stated. These are the rules, and you have to follow those rules. Otherwise, you're in violation of the program, mm. and you could lose your benefits. Let me give you a simple example.
Okay.
In Louisiana, if a parent passes away and they've got a special needs child, that child, by definition, by Louisiana law, is called a forced heir. In other words, the parent cannot disinherit that child. They've got to leave them 1/4 of their estate.
Okay. That's just the law.
That's the law. And you can't get around that. That's the way it is in Louisiana.
Okay.
So little Johnny receives 1/4 of dad's estate. Little Johnny's also on SSI.
Mm-hmm.
It only takes $2,000 to knock little Johnny off of his SSI.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's why the special needs planning is so important, especially in Louisiana.
Only $2,000 knocks his money.
Yes. Absolutely. Wow. Not only his money, but his Medicaid also.
His Medicaid too?
Yes.
Okay. So in the event that, say, you've got a special needs person, they're going to inherit something if you've got anything, whether it's from the sale of a house mm-hmm. or whatever it is. How do you get around that?
That's where the special needs trust comes in. And this is a very special trust because essentially the trust has to follow the rules that the government has set up. A special needs trust, and in general, these are the rules that I'm talking about. A special needs trust can supplement, not supplant, government benefits. In fact, special needs trusts are often known as supplemental needs trusts.
And what does that mean?
What does that mean in plain English? What that means, let me give you an example. Let's say, for example, Sally's in a wheelchair,
mm-hmm.
and Medicaid pays for Sally to have a wheelchair that she pushes on her own.
Mm-hmm.
But she's losing strength in her arms. She might have muscular dystrophy. Okay, mm-hmm. so she's losing strength. So the family determines that she really needs a motorized wheelchair. Well, okay. Medicaid may not pay for the motorized wheelchair. They may only pay for the push wheelchair. So what a special needs trust allows is for the trustee to pay the extra cost of a motorized wheelchair. Notice we haven't supplanted what Medicaid pays. We allow Medicaid to pay that amount.
Okay, and supplanted means what?
Supplant means to totally replace it.
Okay, good.
So we haven't totally replaced what Medicaid would pay for. We're just adding on. We're putting on some bells and whistles that Medicaid wouldn't ordinarily pay for.
Wow. And so it's really tricky about what they can receive.
Absolutely. And there's very strict guidelines. For example, I'll give you another example. And the laws in this are always changing. They're constantly changing from year to year. I'll give you an example. It used to be where the trust could pay for family members to for their travel expenses to go out and visit their disabled loved one who may be living in a group home in another
mm-hmm.
state.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as of this year, that's no longer allowed. So if the trust paid for the family members to travel expenses, mm-hmm. that trust would be in violation of the rules and might put the disabled individual's benefits in jeopardy.
My brain is going tilt, 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 because this is so much information to try to have to process. Now, what about those families that have, and we know because we live in a neighborhood that there's a group home for special needs kids in our neighborhoods, that those kids that live in those group homes, what happens then?
As far as their benefits?
Mm-hmm. And their monies that they receive, does that all goes to the group home?
in general, yes, there are some group homes, and what happens in some group homes is the Medicaid will pay for their tuition, if you will, their room and board, mm-hmm. to live in those group homes. But by no means, and I think this is what you're getting at, Carlette, is by no means is anybody saving up $710 a month. It is going toward the group home and paying for regular expenses such as food and clothing and things like that. Because, again, another rule, once you've saved up $2,000 in a bank account, you're over the limit, and again, you stand to lose your benefits. So these group homes are very cognizant of this, mm-hmm. and they make sure that the residents are spending their money on things that they need to keep it below that
$2,000 limit. Y'all, this is an important conversation, but most importantly, this is an important conference. It's a special needs conference. Stay on point. We're going to come back. We're going to tell you when it's happening, where it's happening, and how you can connect. We're back right after this. Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LACHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown? Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
This is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. Smart talk for smart people.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT network. It's Tuesday, and it's 8:32, March 19th. And remember, school zones are in effect until 9 a.m. This segment of the OPT network is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle is serving Avoyelles Parish. The number to phone for any home, auto, life, insurance, and even banking needs, 318-346-6695, 318-346-6695, 318-346-6695. You know what? Kyle Wolf and his team are always, always on point in serving the community. I talk about accidents every day. Every day, we see at least 2 to 3 accidents in just this city alone. If you've been in a car accident, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works provides expert collision repair. Anybody can remove those dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, well, Ray is incredible. He is a perfectionist, and he removes those dents with state-of-the-art technology. Also want to thank Lineage Law once again for being a proud sponsor of the OPT network. There's no better place if you're planning for what happens after you leave this world than to start with Lineage Law Firm, an incredible team, and we have experienced it personally and experience it every time we visit with them. We're joined by Stanley Bordelon, and this morning we're talking about a special needs conference. And during the break, it just brings up more and more questions. And I know that many of you that have family members that have special needs had maybe not even thought of these things. And Stanley said, Carlette, I think we need to go back to that trust because it is so important.
Yeah, that's really the way that you plan. And so what I really want to answer is, what do I do? I have a special needs child, and you told me, you know, disaster will happen if I leave too much money to my child. So back in the 90s, the government recognized that special needs children do receive inheritances just like everybody else. And instead of falling into violation of the Social Security rules and having to spend all the money at once, wouldn't it make sense if they could do some planning and use the money to enhance the quality of their life, which is really what this is all about?
Mm-hmm.
So hence the creation of a special needs trust. So what this essentially means, Carlette, and there's a couple of ways to do it. The most common way that I run across it is in planning for families with special needs children, we'll do what we call a testamentary trust. In other words, we'll say we create this trust within the context of your will, but it doesn't actually come into being. The trust doesn't actually come into existence until you pass away.
Mm-hmm.
And then you designate certain property, whether it's a lump sum of cash or life insurance proceeds or whatever it might be, to the trustee of the trust. That way the special needs child never actually touches the money, mm-hmm. which is in violation mm-hmm. of Social Security's rules, but receives the benefit of it because that trustee is administering the money for him or her.
So in other words, if I understand what you're saying, is that especially if there is a life insurance policy and mm-hmm. you've got a substantial policy, because you know that when you're no longer here, that special needs child, you want that person to be taken care of, that should not be in their name, or it should be in someone else's name with an addendum, I guess, or whatever you would call that legally, saying that this other person is going to disperse the money in care of.
Exactly. The named beneficiary of the life insurance policy would be the trustee of the trust and not the special needs mm. child. Exactly. That's
so we really have to know how to set this stuff up legally so mm. that their insurance is not affected, their ability to go to the doctor, and then the check that they have depended on to mm. to help them all this time is not stopped.
Exactly. And we've just touched, you know, and then you can only touch the tip of the iceberg in the little time that we have. But, you know, there's other considerations like who do you name as trustee? Who do you name as a guardian for the child? There's letters of intent, all types of things that we could do a whole day's program about this. But, you know, just for the basics, it's good to think about if you do have a special needs child, who's going to be there to take care of the child when you're not there? And how do you make sure that the child is taken care of financially without interfering with the benefits that he or she already has? And you know, another thing is these trusts are good because they protect the child's benefits, but they also provide money management. Because think if you left these children a large sum of money, they could be easily persuaded by other people to spend it not so wisely,
right,
and then it's gone.
Absolutely. And then what about those families that would say, okay, my special needs child or young adult is in a group home. Is there a need to still leave that money? Of course, they're still going to get by law the 1/4 that Louisiana says goes to them. But what happens in the instance that they are in a group home? Does there still need to be?
There still needs to be a special needs trust set up because they're receiving those benefits. Oftentimes, Medicaid will pay for the tuition, the room and board for the group home. And if they lost those benefits, the Medicaid benefits, they would no longer be eligible to go to that group home. So it's absolutely important for even parents who have children in group homes to do the planning.
Absolutely. And, you know, as we were having this conversation, I thought back to our conversation with Holly Robinson Peete. She's an actress. She is a national advocate for autism. And as we're sitting here having the conversation, one of the things that she said is that I worry about my son growing up and what he will do. And many parents that have children that are autistic that may not be at a high enough level to function in the world alone after they become adults and get out into the world really have a lot of challenges with what is the best decision to make for their kids.
Absolutely. And Carlette, this is by no means easy for parents to do because they know better than anybody else the needs of their children. But by failing to plan, you essentially leave all of that to chance. And so in planning, you do the best that you can with the knowledge that you have currently, and say, look, this is what I'm going to do for my child, recognizing that one day I'm not going to be here, and I want to provide some guidance as to how that child's quality of life continues when I'm not here.
Absolutely. And this conference is called a Special Needs Conference, and it's going to be on March the 21st. And give the rundown of everything, Stanley, for us.
I'd love to. It begins at 9:00 in the morning, and we have Michelle Close, who is the Director of Special Education at the J.B. LaForge Special Education Center of the Rapides Parish School Board. She's going to be talking about the different special ed programs that Rapides Parish offers. And then we've got, and a lot of people I think would be interested in this, Ms. Nancy Thigpen and Ms. Andrika Maxwell from the Office of Citizens with Developmental Disabilities, or OCDD. And they're going to talk about Medicaid, and in particular, the Medicaid waiver program, which is a very popular program, but unfortunately, there's about a 9-year wait to get on a waiver.
9 years?
Yes. And so we're talking about planning, and so you've really got to plan ahead to 9 years.
Are you serious?
Yes.
So people that are trying to get on, they can look to be 9 years in before they can even.
Absolutely. So if a
why is the list so long?
It's the state of Louisiana. The demand is high and the resources are short. But really where this planning opportunity comes in is you've got a school-age child and you realize that they're going to need a waiver when they're an adult. You need to apply for it when they're still in school, not when they turn 18.
And so they'll be there to help with that and to answer all of those questions.
Absolutely.
Okay, and then you're going
to
be there.
I'm going to be speaking about Special Needs Trust from 11 to 12, and then we're going to break for lunch and pick up again at 1 o'clock. Mr. Bo Vets from St. Mary's Residential Training School is going to be there talking about the admission criteria for a group home, St. Mary's in particular. How do you know if a group home is right for your special needs child?
That's a good question.
Yeah, and so he's going to be talking about those questions and answering them. And then from 2 to 3, Ms. Christine McGraw from Louisiana Rehabilitation Services is going to be talking about, you know, how do you get vocational rehab? Mm-hmm. How do you get trained for a job?
Mm-hmm. And then also the monies that the state probably will provide mm-hmm. so that you don't have to come out of pocket. And I'm sure Absolutely. That's a concern for a lot of families with special needs people.
Absolutely. Yes, indeed. And then I'm going to be speaking again from 3 to 4. And then from 4 to 5, we've got Chad Romero from Northwestern Mutual Financial Network in Lafayette. And his specialty is planning for families with children with disabilities. You know, we were talking about life insurance policies. Well, that's his specialty. He's got a whole team behind him where he can determine what life insurance policy is right for you. And also Northwestern Mutual can serve as a trustee of your special needs trust.
Absolutely. And, you know, this is just another way that Lineage Law Firm has created. And, Stephanie, I know that you're listening, and Mike and Aliska and the entire team, we just want you to know that we appreciate your efforts. All too often, we see companies that are just like for the money grab. What can I get? But when you meet somebody like Stephanie at Lineage Law Firm that just, she wants to help you legally, but she has a heart for the people and helping you to understand what you need, what your family needs. And I'm going to tell you, just going through it, it is tough, but it is necessary, and it's something that we all need to consider.
Yeah, and that's really Stephanie's philosophy and our firm's philosophy. Is that we want to listen to you. We want to listen to what you need because one size form doesn't fit everybody.
Absolutely. Again, it's the Special Needs Conference. It's happening March the 21st. And for more information and reservations, it's absolutely open and free to the public. Here's the number to phone, 318-767-2226. 767-2226, or you can go to their website, www.lineagelaw.com. Attorney Stanley Bordelon, thank you so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network.
Thank you so much for having me, Corlett.
Absolutely. We're going to take a break here, but we're back right after this.
Your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Sinlaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
It's different. from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avol's Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Fishy, fishy.
Fish, fish, neck bites, neck bites. Fish, fish, neck bites, neck bites.
There's a new fish in the sea.
Fishy, fishy.
Coming to McDonald's for new Fish McBites.
Fish McBites are succulent and breaded to perfection. So take a trip to Mickey D's and get you.
Perfect for snacking or sharing with tangy tartar or spicy buffalo sauce.
Fish, fish, neck bites, neck bites.
Now, there are more ways to love.
Fishy, fishy.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fanny Gordon, owner and operator of Fanny Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivyanna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alfred Booker Junior Academy is a pre-K through 8th grade private Christian school in Alexandria. Alfred Booker has a small teacher-to-student ratio, personalized student plans, and state-of-the-art computerized classrooms. Sign up for the Louisiana Voucher Scholarship Program today. Alfred Booker Junior Academy is currently offering free registration for scholarship-eligible students through March 15. Alfred Booker Junior Academy believes that every student is special and that each is filled with great potential, God-given talents, and abilities. Alfred Booker parents are making an extra investment in their children to ensure spiritual, mental, physical, and social development. It is their belief that with the guidance and help of dedicated Christian teachers and the support of every parent, Alfred Booker's goals and objectives will be reached. Information, ask for Alfred Booker Junior Academy or phone Principal Akins at 318-442-3621.
Sylvia's Caring Companions serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Fishy, fishy.
There's a new fish in the sea.
Fishy, fishy.
Coming to McDonald's for new Fish McBites.
Fish McBites are succulent and breaded to perfection. So take a trip to Mickey D's and get you
started. Perfect for snacking or sharing with tangy tartar or spicy buffalo sauce.
Fish McBites, McBites.
Now, there are more ways to love.
Fishy, fishy.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 8:52. Today is Tuesday, March the 19th. And this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence. Also, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. Davis One Stop. If you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team care about the community that they serve. The number to phone, 318-346-2540. 318-346-2540 or Opelousas, 337-942-9939. Also, McDonald's of Pineville. You know, as we're wrapping up this morning's show, I'm just sitting here reminding myself about how challenging it is. And you know, we use that word challenge now that we are so politically correct to talk about hard things. How challenging it is, or how hard it is, when someone you love dies. And I'm going to tell you, it is hard enough if you have a will. But if you don't have a will, if you don't have some things written down and in place, it makes it even tougher. And you know, what happens is that a lot of mess happens. A lot of mess happens when people die and things are unsaid or unspoken, or people that come from miles and miles away that think that they know what that person wanted and they're sure of that. Well, to ensure that that doesn't happen to you and your family, and to make sure that a situation that is already hard, losing the one that you love, make sure that you have everything in writing. Make sure that there is nothing left to chance, especially when you have a person that is of special needs that may not be able to fend for themselves, that may not be able to be vociferous and stand up and say, this is what mother would have wanted, or this is what dad wanted me to have. Make sure that that is in writing. And I'm going to tell you, there's no better way to start to sit down and talk about that than with Lineage Law Firm. And you know, we were having this conversation after my aunt died with my mother, making sure that her wishes are understood and taken care of. Because during our aunt's death, and even continuing, there are those people that believe that she wanted this, and she said that, and she left me this. And the bottom line is that over time, people can change their mind. It is not against the law to change your mind. But when you change your mind, sad as it is to say, it's gotta be in writing. So these are the things that we want you to be on point about. These are the things that we work very hard to make sure that we give you this information, so that you won't get to a point where you say, all I had to do was. And I say that a lot, because when things happen and you're getting a check, you're getting something on the inside that says, all you gotta do is. And it's really being led by a greater force than yourself. I just call it the Holy Spirit. when you get that check, you just have to make sure that those things are done, because at the end of the day, there is always going to be somebody that's going to start a mess. And you know what the saddest part about the mess is? The mess is over nothingness. Most of us feel like we don't need a will because we don't have anything, really. But if you've got land, if you've got property, if you've got anything of value, anything that people can fight up over, you need to have it in writing. And I'm going to tell you where you can start. You can start with Lineage Law Firm at 318-767-2226, or you can go to their website. They are the most caring, compassionate attorneys that I've met in a long time that sit down and help you to figure it out. And so if that's you, if you've got a special needs child, if you are thinking, okay, I need to make some decisions, and we're going to talk about this a lot more, because as Stanley said, there are so many things to talk about in the realm of this that it would make all of our minds boggled. But so what we do is we put it out there a little bit at a time. You can also go to their website at www.lineage, and this is how it's spelled, L-I-N-E-A-G-E, law.com. And you can check out their website, and you can say, well, you know what? This is a great opportunity. When businesses are doing things that are free and open to the community, this is an opportunity that you don't want to miss out on. Listen, I tell you what, changing gears, our week is off to an incredible start. We hope that yours is too. And if it's not, if you're dragging in by some reason this morning or for some reason, all you've got to do is change what is coming out of your mouth. Change what you're saying, and it will change your mind. Find ways to systematically encourage yourself. All the time, there's not going to be people there to encourage you. So all you've got to do is say, you know what? I expect that today is going to be a great day. I expect that all of my needs, all of my concerns are going to be met. And I expect that God is systematically and strategically perfecting those things that concern you and me. But I'm going to tell you, none of this works if you don't open up your mouth and say some things. It's not enough to think some things, because in that thought process of yours, in that head, there's always those negative voices. Y'all say some good positive things. Make sure that you are on point to have an incredible day and an incredible week. Thank you so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us on the official OPT Network. We love you. God loves you more than that. Don't forget to be the change that you want to see. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great day. We'll see you right back here on Hump Day Wednesday.